You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says Milwaukee needs to crack down further on reckless drivers, and he's on board with more cameras to catch offenders. Mayor Johnson appeared yesterday with State Senator Dora Drake to push a bill to bring traffic safety cameras to the city. They would be used for catching speeding and red light violations. The cameras wouldn't just be taking pictures, they'd be able to ticket drivers for going 15 miles an hour over the limit or running red lights. The idea is to lower fatalities and crashes by targeting the worst behavior in the most dangerous areas. The program would include a public education phase, and any money raised would go back to traffic safety efforts. Supporters say it's a critical step for safer streets, while critics question if it's more about money than safety. 700 painters, 670 movers, and 430 certified lead removers. Getting lead out of Milwaukee public schools was almost a jobs program, with a majority of the effort complete. MPS has wrapped up lead paint cleanup in 42 schools, covering more than 35 million square feet of walls. The $20 million project was launched after a student was found to have lead poisoning linked to exposure in an MPS school earlier this year. The district aimed to finish work at elementary schools built before 1950 by early September. That's done. The plan is to complete remediation in all other older buildings by the end of this year. The push to check voter citizenship in Wisconsin is on hold for now. Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell has delayed part of his order requiring verification for new voter registrations. He's set arguments for October 31st. The state's Department of Justice says the change would have meant a major overhaul of the MyVote system in a months-long online shutdown. Maxwell has left other parts of his ruling in place, including a review of current voter rolls. The fight comes as supporters of the lawsuit point out that 71% of Wisconsin voters backed a recent amendment allowing only U.S. citizens to vote in local and state elections. Brewers fans heading to Chicago hoping for a clinch have a special way to get there. The Brewers Express is taking people from Milwaukee to Chicago for Game 3 of the NLDS. If the Brewers win, they go on in the playoffs and the Cubs go home. Tomorrow morning, Amtrak's Hiawatha train will depart Milwaukee's intermodal station decked out in Brewers blue and yellow, with giveaways, brats, and a DJ to kick off the trip. Fans will be able to hop on at the regularly scheduled routes. That includes at the airport and in Sturtevant. If going to Illinois isn't in your plan, there's a watch party at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. The game tomorrow starts at 4:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of five series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4:00. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2 3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2 3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment, numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just 6 $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.